Warrior football. True Warrior football. True Warrior football.
You are listening to True Warrior Football Podcast with your host, Corey Kid Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Corey the Kid Smith, and if you hear the sounds right now, that is the sound of the storm we are in right now. Whether it's a storm of our own making or a storm put in front of us to endure, a storm put in front of us to come out stronger on the other end, regardless or not, we are in a storm right now. Starting off the season 0-2, first time since 2015, third time it's happened in the last 15 years as well. But amongst all those times, this is the first time where we've started off being shut out in consecutive games. Last week was against the number one team in the state, Center Grove, and what they did to Carmel this past week shows that they were legit, but what happened to us this past week against North Central was not expected. Not expected at all. And like I said, we are in a storm. And really, all storms don't last forever. You know, I got people talking crazy about the program right now. People wanting to jump off shit. Go ahead. Do it. But just know. Just know. Do not try to come back when we're at our highest. I posted on Twitter the other day. I said, don't ride with us when we're at our highest, but then abandon us when we're at our lowest. True warriors endure all storms as they come and go. And that's what I need everybody to be right now. I need everybody to be strong and supportive of the team right now as we struggle and go through this trying time. And really, before I can really dive into it, I have to get some thanks to the players on the team that have come through and given our team a chance. So the defensive guys: Lee Alexander, Therese Reed, Jaden Perkins, Elijah Sandifer, Deshaun Echols, Arthur Cohen, Andrew Nelson, Devin Holman, who had an absolutely tremendous, tremendous first interception of his career Friday night. Any other person on defense, if you've been out there making plays, you know, if I didn't mention your name, it's no slight. All right. Defense as a whole has been playing absolutely incredible. I've been around almost 20 years of Warren football, and this is a very talented defense that we have right here in front of us. I won't get to praise them too hard or too big, but I'll just say I see what you guys are doing. I see what Coach Clark and Coach Mann have done for you guys and all the other defensive coaches on the staff have done. Keep working, gentlemen. Keep bringing it every single night. Your hard work will pay off. Your hard work will pay off. All right. Offense, they'll get it together. Let me start off by saying this was just really with everything with the COVID and coronavirus, it's just really weird how the atmosphere at these games were. You know, they at North Central, and you know, they do announcing for their senior night, and then they don't announce anything else the rest of the game. They don't say any PA announcements, any like big downs, you know, nothing. Just dead silence the whole night. It was just real eerie feeling. I don't know why they did that. I don't know if they just saved all that stuff for their live stream telecast, but it was just a real weird, eerie feeling. I didn't like that at all. But offense, you know, they worked on things throughout the week, and I could tell that they worked on things in this game. Coming out, first drive, first play, first down. Incredible. Let's go. Then a couple more plays. I think they got another first down, and then we stall. And that became a little bit of the rhythm through the night. And no matter how great our defense played, like I said, Devin Holman had a great interception in the second quarter. Made a great play, and you know, everybody's excited. I'm excited. Everybody's running over to him. He gets the blood belt for the first time, and everybody's jumping up on him and congratulating him. And the offense on the very next play throws an interception. Bat breaking. That interception led to the only touchdown scored of the game. 7-0. We go down at half, 7-0, and it's, you know, seven points isn't, for most teams, especially for most Warren teams, isn't that big of a deal. But with our offense being so young, being so inexperienced, really going through the storm that they're going through right now, of really trying to figure things out, or trying to figure out where they are, it was a huge hurdle. And we just could not overcome that. And it came down to 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. We're down 10 points. They got a field goal. I think it was in the third quarter or early in the fourth, but North Central's up 10-0 on us, and we have 10 minutes to score 10 points. And for whatever reason, I don't know if he was hurt or the coaches just decided to make a switch. They made a switch and went from Prince Powell quarterback to tight end Michael Clark. And Michael is just a phenomenal young man, great individual, willing to step up and do what's needed for his team, which is what any coach out there, any coach will tell you that is absolutely the best thing he can hope for with his player, is that they go out there and do the best that they can for their team. And Michael went out there. He didn't take any reps this week at quarterback. He just went out there and he gave it his all, made a few plays, but unfortunately, as the clock wind down, we're just trying to get in field goal range to get something, get some points. We just could not. It just wasn't in the cards for us that night. And last play of the game, we're trying to get a playoff. We get sacked. And everybody knows Warren's dominance over North Central over the last 20 years or so. You know, I've not mentioned it, but we were in the midst of probably the longest consecutive winning streak over any opponent in school history. 32 straight victories over North Central, and it all dates back to 1999. Now, for some reason, I was thinking in 99, they shut us out. But it was Arlington that shut us out to start the season in 99. and it was North Central that ended our season in 99 when they beat us 17-10, I believe. And 32 straight games from the 2000 season to the 2020 season, or really 2019. 32 straight games. We have been victorious over there. And you know, all good things come to an end, but sometimes you don't want those things to come to the end on your watch. No, every team, every program has its obstacles and battles that it faces. No team wants to lose to an opponent that they feel is inferior to them. Nobody wants to lose a game that they feel like should be an automatic W. But unfortunately, those things happen. That's life. I never thought I would be one of the three or four teams that would, you know, lose their senior night here at Warren. It happened to me. It happened to the 2003 team. Two of the best teams in program history took those losses. But they overcame that. We overcame that to get to our ultimate goal. Now, people will say, well, this isn't a state championship team. You never know. It may not be. It may not be right now, that's for sure. But it's not how you start. It's how you finish. I feel like I've said this before. I cannot stress this enough. We are not where we want to be right now. We are in this storm. And for us to get back to where we all know we can be at, we have to endure it. And we have to endure it in all phases of the game. Special teams wise, Joe Jackson didn't have a great night. We didn't do a lot of great things on offense, of course. Defense, they play well, but I'm sure when they go back and look at film, they feel like they could do some things better. All three phases, guys. All three phases of this need to be fixed, have to be fixed. Or these eight straight quarters of not having any points scored, which is, I'm probably sure, is a school record, is going to continue. Us not scoring any points, us losing like this, is going to continue. We have to find the fight amongst ourselves. The fight to say, you know what? No more. We may lose, but we're not going to lose like this. We're not going to go out there and not play to our standard. And what is our standard? Championship standard. That's our standard. That's where we come every day. We put on that jersey. Every day we strap on that helmet. Every day you step on that field, that's the standard we have to uphold. Like I said last week, we are the program that everybody that wants to be successful looks at and says, we want to be the Warren Centrals. We want to be those guys. Because all the years before us have set that standard and set that bar where anything below that bar is unacceptable. And right now where we are, it's unacceptable. And you get the feeling after being in the locker room after the game with players upset. Not necessarily, there weren't players crying or anything like that, but they were upset about the performance that they put out there. They were upset amongst themselves that they let it happen. And Coach West said to him, right. Coach West gave him a reality check, man. You guys can't live off of what last year's team did or 2 years ago team did or whatever. You guys have to go out there and make a legacy of your own. Basically the same thing I said last week on last week's show. Now's the time to make your own legacy. And right now, the legacy that you've put out there is not one that you want people to remember you for. Not one that people are going to say, oh, man, I remember that. That 2020 team, man, that, whew. You guys are something special. That's not the legacy, the lasting image that people are going to remember if you don't fix things right now. We have lost our first two games of the season, and right now, the way things are shaping up and looking like, we could probably say goodbye to winning the MIC. Center Girls probably going to win that going away, which is okay. Let them have it. We have two home games coming up back-to-back. This week against LC, and then the week after that, the game that I always circle on the calendar. That team from the West Side, that program from the West Side that, you know, I still haven't forgotten how that game last year ended. I'm pretty sure they haven't forgotten it either. That's coming up as well. So we have to use this time to get ready. Because the great thing about this is the season isn't over. We aren't dead in the water. So we still have lots of room for improvement, lots of room to get ready for the playoffs. And then once we get better, once we start making a name for ourselves, or people be like, uh-oh, Warren's got things figured out. Yeah. All that talk, all that stuff that we were hearing after the game, online, social media stuff, all that talk, we heard it. We got it scheduled. We got it circled. We're coming. We're coming. So better be ready. So you better be ready. But, you know, I just think it's funny after the game, you know, you can't really, the North Central players, you know, it was obvious they had wanted this bad. It was obvious. And they celebrated like it was their Super Bowl. Their senior night, their crowning achievement in program history. When you have to think about it, it probably, you know, it probably is one of the highlights of that program's history. You know, they don't have state championships in football until last year. I think that was the first time they had even been able to get even close to winning the MIC or having a chance to even share the MIC with any other team. They don't win sectionals. They definitely don't win regionals. So just beating Warren for the first time in 20 years was a momentous occasion. And they celebrated on the field. And one thing that left the lasting memory to me, and I hope others, the players on the team that saw it, you know, it kind of got in our faces as we were trying to walk off the field and go back to our locker room and collect ourselves. They made it seem like they were, you know, they were ready for a round two. They were all happy in the end zone on our side as our players are walking off, and they're getting real close. They're getting real close. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you this right now. We will not forget that. We will not forget that. The defensive players I was pulling back to get into the locker room, they definitely won't forget that either. They definitely will not forget that either. And let me remind these guys over there, you know, like I already said, this is their first time beating us in 20 years. So let me remind them what happened in the last 20 years. I'm just going to read you guys off some scores. Just a few. 54-7. 70-14. 68-20. 56-10. 50-10. 25-10. 28-6. 42-7. 55-25. 60-7. 45-3. 58-27. Those are just a few of the many victories we've had over that program over the last 20 years. And I didn't even talk about the five times we shut them out since then. Shut them out my senior year, 35-0. Shut them out 66-0 in 2002. Faced them two times in 2014. They scored 0 points. That is a standard that we hold. That is a legacy that we are going to get back to. Because I guarantee you that, folks, we will get back to that. We will get back to our dominating ways. Whether it be this year, next year, but we will be back there. And our players will not forget what happened on Friday night. Like I said, I'm fired up. It's another short week show. I'm fired up. I'm ready to go. We're in a storm. I got my coat buttoned up. I'm with the team. I'm on the boat. So you guys right now, if you're a huge fan of the program, stay with us. Stay with us. I appreciate that so much. If you want to jump off ship now, jump off. But don't come back. Don't come back when we're all, you know, putting up these big numbers. Don't come back then. It'd be too late. It'd be too late. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Corey the Kid Smith. Short episode for you folks this week. Also, folks, I also want to say that during the last few months, back in April, actually, we had a player in the program that unfortunately passed away. That player was Amani Gregg. He was a freshman football player, popularly known as Red amongst family and friends. He was just 14 years old. Would have turned 15 this past July, excuse me. He didn't pass away from having the coronavirus. He seizures were his health issue that he had, and he had an unfortunate seizure episode. And an accident occurred that ended up taking his life, and a very tragic story. And having to go to a funeral for a kid, go to a funeral for anybody right now, it's just hard. You know, some people aren't able to have funerals and families aren't able to grieve fully because of everything. And it was a sad occasion. Having to be there to see this young man and pay my respects to him and his family. And I just want to say that, you know, let people know that he was a young man that was fighting to eventually take the field. He had been cleared to play before. I think he played a little bit of freshman football last year. Wasn't able to play much because of his health issues, but was looking forward to making a name for himself in the program. So to the family out there, I hope you have been able to find peace and continue on living in his memory. And just real sad. It was just a real sad occurrence. And to his friends out there, I hope you guys continue to stay strong and have been staying strong throughout this And with that, ladies and gentlemen, let's listen to another great episode of True Warrior Football. I'm your host, Corey DeKiss Smith. Warrior Band, take us away.